Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Big Brother. Mainstream.
Georgia Maloney. Patriot, an anti-globalist, anti-New World Order, anti-Klaus Schwab, patriot, being called a Nazi, a fascist, and all these lies, winning in a landslide in Italy, and they are crapping their britches, the first Italian female president ever. And she's awesome. She's totally for real. They are scared as hell of her.
The 45-year-old firebrand insists she's no fascist, just a proud conservative and nationalist, comfortable, nevertheless, with some of the hallmarks of Italian fascism, like this motto.
Difenderemo Dio, patria e famiglia!
God, fatherland, and family. Exactly 100 years ago this fall, fascist dictator Benito Mussolini staged his historic March on Rome, eventually marching the country into two decades of dictatorship and alongside Hitler into World War II.
And it's not just Bolsonaro. It's not just her. More and more and more and more are coming. We have successfully triggered the chain reaction. Ha, 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 ha. Woo!
Unambiguous, of course, is our condemnation of Nazism and communism, the latter being the sole totalitarian ideology of the 20th century that still is in power in some countries, surviving its tragic failures, and that the left has a hard time condemning, perhaps partly because it has received generous funding from the Soviet Union for decades.
What about this laziness then to, instead of welcoming the first female prime minister of Italy, so much commentary around the world portraying Giorgia Meloni as some sort of hard right figure.
It's a shame, but it is typically the left media who rather than say, let's congratulate this woman who's achieved something incredible politically and for women who want to go into politics, the first thing they scream is fascism.
Now, get ready for the enemy counteroffensive. They're going to say terrorists cut the power off in Italy.
Before the war was started, 55% of Germany's energy supplies came from Russia. As of June 2022, the supplies had been reduced to a meager 26%. Italy, the authorities are treading carefully. Their energy savings plan includes steps like extending the life of coal plants, temporarily halting work at factories, and shortening heating hours at workplaces.
It's a need for a great reset. So people assume we are just going back to the good old world which we had, and everything will be normal again. This is, let's say, fiction. It will not happen.
They are going to launch massive wars.
The president said that we have not faced the prospect of Armageddon since Kennedy and the Cuban Missile Crisis. And he went on to say, I don't think that there is any such thing as the ability to easily use a tactical nuclear weapon and not end up with Armageddon.
They are going to pull out all of the stops, but every passing minute, every passing hour, every passing day, the people now know about the new world order and its horrible plans for all of us. And when the general population wakes up, and that's the next domino, we're already approaching 30-40%. Woo! I'm getting chills. We're already approaching the next domino to fall. And here's the great point of danger. The New World Order knows they are on the cusp of defeat, and so brace yourselves, because the New World Order isn't coming. It's here. All over Europe, they're pulling down EU flags. All over Latin America, they're saying down with Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. All over Asia, they're saying the same thing. In India, everywhere. Are unifying against the unelected head that you see on screen of the European Union that threatened the Italians with massive sanctions if they voted for this woman when she's an unelected pig.
She was asked a question regarding, quote, political figures close to Putin contesting in the upcoming legislative elections in Italy.
We'll see. If things go in a difficult direction, I've spoken about Hungary and Poland. We have tools.
If anyone in Brussels thinks of cutting the funds that belong to Italy because the League wins the elections, then we have to rethink this Europe. adding that this is institutional bullying.
They can only get away with these operations, ladies and gentlemen, if we don't know they're the ones behind it. If we expose they're the ones behind it, game over. It's our best seller. We first came out with it 5 years ago, and it was a moderate seller. But as folks tried Vitamin Mineral Fusion and experienced the way it made them feel and how healthy it made them, it has become our number one overall bestseller. And it's been sold out for a while, but it's finally back in stock. Vitamin Mineral Fusion doesn't just supercharge your immune system, but it helps every cellular function of the body. It has all the minerals, all the key amino acids, all of the essential vitamins that you need to live and be healthy. Essential means without these things, you die. And so much of the food is debased. There's so many chemicals in the environment. It is critical to bolster our body's defenses with a product like this. Now, there are other great vitamin mineral products out there, but this is amongst the very best, and it's a low price, and it funds the InfoWar. So the only way you lose is not taking action today, getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion, finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
You got it, you got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are golden.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
If one more domino falls against the New World Order, they're going down. And we learn from more and more declassified documents, information coming out, how weak the globalists are as populist and anti-New World Order individuals get elected all over the planet. It's a key article up on InfoWars.com. Greenwald, Trump impeached to stop Assange pardon, CIA declassifies. They would launch the second impeachment of Trump with no evidence of him meddling and doing illegal things in Ukraine just to distract Trump so that they could put pressure on him not to pardon Assange, a man that's been in solitary confinement in one form or another for, what is it, 7-8 years. All because he exposed criminal activities going on in our government. That's not illegal. That's heroic. And just like it came out in government documents and congressional hearings 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, in the Wall Street Journal and other publications, they said, oh, there was a NATO meeting in Germany, and the CFR and others were there, and they said, we're going to ban Julian Assange. When the left doesn't defend him, the left will fall to censorship. And then we're going to censor Alex Jones, and once we take him down, the right wing will be wide open. Just like the next phase with these rigged lawsuits and default judgments that violate federal and state law and don't give you a trial by juries, they're now bragging on every channel, now we're going to get all the other conservatives. They gave a FBI agent, who I never knew he was, never said his name, never covered him, he admitted that on the stand, $90 million yesterday in Connecticut in this show trial, where the judge already told the jury I was guilty and told him to punish me. And I never said his name. He admitted on the stand. So here's the big takeaway here. We're winning. The globalists are losing. And I want to make this crystal clear right now. Let me get into all the other news. Every major channel I checked last night and today, NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, you name it, local, national, I probably watched 50 different clips. They all read off the script, and they said, this is the end for Jones. He will never make it back from this. He will be homeless. He will be off the air. He doesn't have $1 billion. Now, first off, every constitutional lawyer we've talked to said if they don't overturn this at the Texas and Connecticut Supreme Courts for the last two show trials, the country's gone. Because they violated every rule, every law, every type of garbage. These judges were beyond tyrants. It's all on record. Couldn't defend myself. Couldn't say I was innocent. But they could put on twisted evidence, and we couldn't respond to it. The total evisceration of due process. So we have 2 years on average with these appeals, just to the Texas Supreme Court and the Connecticut Supreme Court. 2 years. But they're everywhere saying it's imminent. He'll be off the air. And then even if they get their $1 billion judgment, the way bankruptcy works is they can only get any profit out of this operation under Chapter 11, Subsection 5, Reorganization. We're not in liquidation, and that's why they're so angry. And that's why in Texas and Connecticut, at the end of the show trial, both lead lawyers, Chris Matty and Banky here in Texas, came out and told the news cameras, we're going to destroy InfoWars and take him off the air and preside over the corpse of InfoWars. They told the jury, we're not here about dead kids, we're just using dead kids to get your guns and your free speech. We don't want Jones to be able to operate. And yesterday, Chris Matty, the former federal prosecutor, got up there in a press conference and said to Alex Jones's listeners, do not send him money. He's evil. He abuses you. He's bad. So wait a minute. He's in front of these plaintiffs that were rubbing their hands together when they heard all these ridiculous monopoly money announcements, pie in the sky garbage, that they're going to get all this money. But then he actually has our finances. We gave him all the discovery. He knows I'm out of money. He says to Alex Jones's listeners, don't send him money. Don't bet on him. We're going to take him off the air. So you don't want money that down the road you might get some of for your plaintiffs. Our listeners just want to keep us on air. They understand that. Is that not a violation, again, of the oath these people take and of the bar and of the federal and state laws of ethics? I've talked to a bunch of lawyers. They go, absolutely. They're up there saying, we don't want money for our plaintiffs. The judgment is just something to shut him down. You'd think under Chapter 5, they would want us to go through, reorganize, stay on air, I get paid almost nothing, and then any profit in a five-year plan gets paid for the judgment, but we stay on air. But they don't want that. They've already been paid money by the big globalist donors to run this shenanigan. They want us off air. That's their goal. So you've got to do the opposite of what they're saying. I want to thank listeners for the incredible support. We had a lot of big sales yesterday, biggest sale of the year so far. Double Patriot points, additional 10% off. Many items are already 50% off with promo code 1776. That's 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com on Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock, X3 back in stock, 1776coin.com. You go there. You get $30 off in free shipping with promo code 1776, and it's a fundraiser coin to keep us on air. You've got my commitment. I'm not backing down. I'm not going anywhere. And listen, there are dozens of offers right now to go host a show owned by somebody else in another studio, and the show will be just as big instantaneously. But I'm going to be loyal to my crew, the best people ever that have stood with me. So we've got years and years. If you just simply donate hundreds of thousands of dollars, sounds like a lot. It's not. I'll be able to fight the last third show trial in Texas coming up in a few months. There's three of them. They triple loaded here to make sure it happened. And then I will be able to fight this through bankruptcy, have a five-year plan in bankruptcy, and it's here. They'll still come after me personally. I don't care. Money means nothing at the end of the day to me. They came to me in the mediations and said, just come out against the Second Amendment, and we'll drop all this. Not doing it. Not shutting up. Not selling out. Not going away. But without your support, we cannot operate and stand against these people. So here's Chris Matty yesterday saying, ordering you, the Democrat Party, ambulance chaser, anti-free speech, anti-gun globalist, ordering you as listeners, do not give him money. He doesn't care about you. Yeah, I exposed the deadly shots, but nobody else would have been proven right. Yeah, we exposed the open borders. We exposed the pedophile rings. Hey, where's Jeffrey Epstein's, where's the $900 million judgment there for the victims? Oh, they won't let you know who most of the victims are or who the Johns were. I got a bunch of evidence on that we'll be covering coming up next segment. So this is the dying corporate dinosaur media, the dying legal system that's metastasized like a cancer, trying to silence all its opposition, trying to bully us into submission. They'll never succeed. More people are getting active. More people are getting outspoken. More people are starting their own shows. And whether your podcast or your blog reaches 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people, it doesn't matter. They can't stop us all, and it's a war to silence us, and they're not going to win. So their mission is to shut me up and take me off the air. And they say I'm the lead elephant. They take me out, they think they're going to take you out. So we are a rallying point. They're trying to capture the flag. It's not going to happen. Here's Chris Matty ordering you not to go to InfoWarsStore.com, not to go to SaveInfoWars.com. If you want to make a straight donation for my personal legal defense, here it is.
But we will be at it as long as it takes. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet. And to go back with to what Robbie Parker said, all Alex Jones does is take from you, exploit you, lie to you, feed your fears and your anxieties and your mistrust. And the only person that benefits in that equation is him. Well, that stops. That's stopping today, thanks to the courage of these families. Thank you very much.
Okay, so you got these ambulance chasers, the biggest in their state, Democrat Party, Senator Blumenthal's son up there, and they're exploiting us. We all know who the exploiters are. Everybody's fleeing the blue cities and blue states. We know who the bad guys are. They're so desperate, we're going to get the money for the appeals. They're so desperate, we're going to keep fighting, and we are. They're so desperate, they know that we're going to overturn these suckers on appeals, but regardless, keep going. Oh, man, these guys have got given me the equivalent of 100 energy drinks. We ain't going nowhere. I'm stronger than ever, and I'm honored to have this type of trash attack me and lie about me, because that means we're over the target. We'll be right back.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology, a pre-recorded voice about offers, or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com. October 13 transmission. All right, let me finish up with the show trial case, give the number out, have huge news next hour with a medical doctor joining us. It's now official. They knew the shots were hurting people, didn't protect them. They lied, both Pfizer, Moderna, and our criminal government, and other governments coordinated by the UN and Bill Gates. We're covering that next hour and taking calls on that subject. But I do want to open the phones up for listeners that want to chime in about the show trials and where you see this going. Understand, they have four different counts. 900 and some huge number, I've got it right here in front of me, close to $1 billion, and now there's the unfair trade practices claim and attorney's fees that the judge will decide. So she found me guilty and then told the jury I was guilty, and then on other parts, she will now decide how guilty I am on top of that. Might as well be $87 trillion, $45 quadrillion. All money on earth, everything, it's a joke. And national media spun things and took like 10-second clip out yesterday when the verdict was being read and says Jones defiantly refuses to pay the $900+ million. For some reason, I need to pull the number up. Here it is, $965 million. I don't have $2 million in cash. They know that. We gave them our damn finances because the judges kept saying, we'll default you if you don't give us everything. Then they used that as a blueprint for their case, wouldn't let us put on a case or respond. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are absolutely weaponizing the judiciary against you. So people ask, how are you taking it? I'm much more worried about nuclear war, financial collapse, inflation, exploding crime, open borders, replacement migration. This is just another signpost on where we're going. This means nothing to me except I'm public enemy number one because we are the leading light exposing the globalist program and the Great Reset, period. Period. So I wanted to go over some tweets that I thought made really, really good points that I hadn't thought of. And this is all true. We've covered these points. Everybody knows these points. But did anybody think about this? Somebody should write an article about it for InfoWars.com. Jim Hoff reached out and said, what could he do this morning? I said, how about you write about this? So hopefully all of you will talk about this. Look at this. This is from Eliza on Twitter. She says, damn, I wish that the survivors of Epstein received $965 million or that we knew the list of the victims they try to suppress or who the Johns are. That's right. Here's another one. Remember these rulings. Luke Radowski tweets, there's a difference between the two. For radio listeners, I'll describe it. It's screenshots of NBC News, CNBC News. Purdue Pharma execs to pay $634.5 million fine in OxyContin case where they made more than $10 billion profit, not just sales, profit over 15 years, knowing in their corporate documents that they gave over discovery that they were trying to create a new opioid as addictive as heroin that doctors could prescribe. They would even then sell a drug to get people off of it later, like Pfizer is selling an anti-blood clotting drug to counter their shot now. So for killing hundreds of thousands of people, it's estimated, they paid $634 million or a tiny fraction of their profit. Meanwhile, Alex Jones, that has less than $2 million cash, Alex Jones ordered to pay $965 million for Sandy Hook lies. But I didn't lie. I questioned it like everybody else did. That's another corporate lie. Do they get in trouble for lying about WMDs, lying about the shots that don't work? Here's the chairman, says, the largest fine paid by the banking executives responsible for the trillions lost in the 2008 financial crisis was $67.5 million. Alex Jones, before appeal, remember that. They don't tell you about that. Must pay $965 million. And now they're already acting like it's criminal. He says he won't pay it. You son of a bitch, he'll keep it. I'll keep the $900 million I got? Okay. Pima Fry, well-known lawyer, says, yes, except O.J. was found guilty of the actual deaths of two victims after a trial, where Alex Jones, that was a civil trial, was found guilty of making false statements about people who were murdered by someone else and without a trial. Franklin makes the point, Alex Jones, $965 million, no person dead. O.J. Simpson, two dead people, $34 million. God wins. This is the way, says. So when are we going to sue MSNBC for some of the lies that they've done? I want $1 billion. I'm very hurt by their lies. Thomas Paine says, if Alex Jones has to pay the outlandish amount of money, I can't wait to see what Big Pharma has to pay for actually wiping out kids. Or now the 20 million dead. 6 million is a conservative number. Jack Posobiec says, the left was calling for the body of Ivanka's mother to be dug up last week. Spare me their false outrage about Alex Jones. Now, they're calling for harassment. They're calling for attacks. Members of Congress, they go out and attack people. Kamala Harris bails out looters and arsonists, but that's okay. Alex Jones does none of that. $965 million. Cernovich, speaking of Alex Jones, the Young Turks denied the American genocide for years. YouTube made them an official partner. So they can deny 1.5 million Christians killed by Muslims and say it didn't exist when their grandchildren and children live here. But that's okay. And they have a right to deny the Armenian genocide. You have a right to deny the Holocaust. I think a bunch of Jews did get killed. Hitler was bad. But you have a right to say it. Well, if I want to deny and say I don't think Sandy Hook happened, and that's what I really believe, that's my right. I didn't see people to harass those folks, and they know it. Charlie Kirk says, Alex Jones acknowledged he was wrong repeatedly before I was sued and has ordered to pay $1 billion. Meanwhile, the largest fine paid by a banking executive responsible for 2008 financial crisis was $67 million. Who hurt more people? Dan Rather, well, Alex Jones is already morally bankrupt. Yeah, and you lie about WMDs in Iraq, buddy. And Madeleine Albright said 500,000 dead kids killed by Clinton was a good price to pay, but she's liberal. MTG comes to my defense. No matter what you think of Alex Jones, all he did was speak words. He was not the one who pulled the trigger. Were his words wrong, and did he apologize? Yes. That's what freedom of the press is. Freedom of speech is freedom to speak words. Political persecution must end. Jen Psaki weighed in, the evil Raggedy Ann. The damage Alex Jones has done to the lives of these families is horrific. Nearly $1 billion doesn't solve the pain. Oh, because did that kill their kids? But also true, that the end of InfoWars would be a public service. J.K. Rowling weighs in. Still not enough. There's literally nothing he could do that could make it right, what he put those families through. And they're back in the spotlight again, complaining about people saying something about him again. And it just goes on and on and on and on from there. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to take your calls on this subject and the weaponization of the judiciary and where you think it's all going. I want to thank you all for your support. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, we're going to give them a chance. Then later we'll open up for everybody. And please, first-time callers only, 877-789-2539. If your lawyer is out there and agree with me or disagree, you're welcome to call in as well. But this is an unprecedented case, and no one's denying that. 877-789-2539. Please remember, I have to pay 40% of the legal fees. I don't have the money. Please make donations at SaveInfoWars.com. SaveInfoWars.com. Fluoride is the enemy. It's the bad halogen to the same family as chlorine, bromide, you name it. What's the good halogen? Ladies and gentlemen, it is iodine. And we have the highest quality iodine you're going to find anywhere, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is X3 triiodine, the deep red crystal iodine, and two other healthy types that help absorb it better into the cells for all cellular function and for energy and so much more. Get your X3 exclusively today at InfoWarsStore.com. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it energizes your body and every cellular function. It takes about 2 weeks for it to kick in. A couple drops every day under the tongue. Experience X3 today, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 at InfoWarsStore.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Democrat Party knuckle dragging, ambulance chasing, anti-Americans are ordering you not to support InfoWars. They are ordering you not to go to InfoWarsStore.com. They are ordering you not to bet on freedom and not let us get the funding to stay on air and follow these appeals and stay on the air for years and years just in this incarnation. They're saying we're defeated. Well, rumors of my demise, as Mark Twain said, have been greatly exaggerated. And to quote John Paul Jones, founder of the Navy, when his ship was sinking, fighting a ship 3 times the size in the Revolutionary War, the British captain hailed across and said, "Surrender now." And he said, "Surrender. I've only begun to fight. And that is my message to you. I have only begun to fight. If you think you've seen resistance, you're about to see even more. And I know our audience of activists, and I know they're going to take action. But let's hear from the scumbags in Texas, and let's hear from the garbage up in Connecticut with these judges and them ordering you not to support us. Here it is.
I ask that with your verdict, you not only take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away, I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild the platform. That's what matters. Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again. That is punishment. That is deterrence.
But somewhere out there right now is another thing. Getting ready for the school. Kissing their lunches from the work. Thinking about their kid. And there's going to be a day when that child doesn't come home from school. And we know it, and it's sad, and that's the reality. And the question is going to be, where is Alex Jones when that happens? Is he in the studio? Getting ready to pounce? Or will you stop him? That's going to be your answer. And then if we get all done with all the evidence, we're going to come back and we're going to ask this. Because that's what justice is in this case.
But we will be at it as long as it takes. And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet. And to go back to what Robbie Parker said, all Alex Jones does is take from you, exploit you, lie to you, feed your fears and your anxieties and your mistrust. And the only person that benefits in that equation is him. Well, that stops. That's stopping today, thanks to the courage of these families. Thank you very much.
By the way, almost all of them testified that they never heard of me or saw me until they were approached by the Democratic Party and lawyers and shown all the controversy about Megyn Kelly. They had a problem. Nobody was talking about me in Sandy Hook. 2017, they made a national news story to get their lawsuit going and to go show the parents and say, here's the bad guy. And the same thing is happening right now here in Texas. And you can pull this up where the Secretary of State says Alex Jones sent people after poll workers. No truth to it. Absolute bull. Didn't even really question the Texas election. Though there was some evidence of fraud. The Democrats failed. I did question it nationally. It was really Project Veritas exposed a bunch of stuff in Dallas and San Antonio. They did a great job, by the way. It was all true. People got arrested. But the headline is Alex Jones released hell on us. That's a Republican Secretary of State. And he needs to be stopped, just like in Sandy Hook. You're not allowed to ever call or protest election fraud, and if you do, it's Alex Jones's fault. In fact, pull that article up for folks. I wanted to see it, and I've got it somewhere in my stack here. I can't find it. Just type in Alex Jones released hell. You'll get the Hill newspaper. You can't make this up. So this is their plan. This is their operation. This is what they're doing. And they're never going to stop until the American people wake up and understand. These cases are being developed and prepared to go after the American people in general. Here, I can find the article. I got to find it. It's one of those neurotic things now. I got to find it. So let me find it. I'll pull up on my phone right here. Just go to Google and type in. There it is. That's the article. Secretary of State, Alex Jones unleashed hell on our election people. And that's so the election people now can start to learn I did it to them. So they have the false memory that Alex Jones sent people after him and Alex Jones did all these bad things. They can sue me for that, too. And we know it's not going to stop. It's okay. Get $50 trillion in judgments. Get $80 quadrillion in judgments. I don't care if I'm working for free. I'm going to be on the air until I'm dead. I'm never going to stop. Do you understand, you anti-American control freaks? And we're beating you, and people are waking up to you. He says, Jones doesn't do anything for you. No, just defend the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Tenth Amendment, our sovereignty, our right to our religious freedom. Trying to stop World War III, telling you 2.5 years ago the shots were poisonous and would give you blood clots, and having top scientists on, and putting ourselves in the crosshairs of the New World Order every single day, unlike these establishment lawyers and Democrats and Republican rhinos that work for the most corrupt interests in the world that are running this country and the world into the ground. So I'm proud to have this garbage come after me. Let me take one thing I did that I said I could have done better, and I do think it actually happened, and they turned it into I questioned it first, and I caused the problems, and I did all this, and now they're the moral, good, powerful people, and they're going to tell you how to live your life. They're going to tell you how to raise your kids. They're going to tell your kid how they can have their testicles cut off or their breasts cut off. They're going to get on Prozac and Ritalin. And when Adam Lanza goes and kills a bunch of people, well, it's your fault. They're selling the poison, the globalists, the left. They're selling the Satanism. They're selling the entire stinking thing. I'm going to go to your phone calls here in just a moment. But again, it is a revolutionary act to say Alex Jones was right. It is a revolutionary act to share InfoWars.com articles wherever you can still. It's a revolutionary act to go get high-quality products that you need, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock and X3. The Save InfoWars super sale, biggest sale of the year, on top of the last sale, 10% off additional with promo code 1776. A lot of our products are 50% off, like X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Everybody going into the fall and winter should be on X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. If you don't know about iodine deficiency, you need to learn about it right now. Experience. I want to thank all of you for support, for being steadfast, but you know this fight is your fight, and you heard those lawyers order you to tell you, like you believe their mind control, that I'm the bad man and they're the good people because they want to take your guns and take your free speech. And what the numbers out of New York City, 71% of black people never make it out of their mother's womb, and the left's out there targeting blacks for extermination. Oh, but they love black people. No, they don't. They're run by the New World Order. They're run by Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates, and they are our collective enemies. And they hate the fact that we're raising the alarm and exposing them. They want to punish anybody that does it. Well, you know what? Somebody's got to take their licks, and we're here to do it. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, promo code 1776, and go to 1776coin.com and get $30 off on the collectible Man in the Arena final coin we're putting out for some time. We've already sold out about 70% of them. But it's $30 off on the silver coin. There's a fundraiser coin. It's like you can buy the book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, at InfoWarsStore.com for 20-something bucks. But if you want to get a signed copy, it's $100. But again, you can get $10 off today with promo code 7076 because this is a fundraiser. Just like when PBS or NPR already get billions of taxpayer money. We don't. They sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 for $50, or a t-shirt costs them $8 for $100. Well, this is a silver coin, costs us $30-something dollars, and we're selling it for $100 with a discount, $1776, as a fundraiser to fund these appeals and keep fighting and never giving up. So thank you for the support. You see what we're up against, and I salute you. 1776coin.com, promo code 1776 on InfoWarsStore.com and 1776coin.com. If you want to help my personal legal defense, thank you for those that have done that. Go to SaveInfoWars.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We're going to your phone calls here in just a moment. I wanted to tie a few things together here to give you the big picture. It's developing very, very quickly. Just yesterday, Kanye West was dumped from PayPal. Yesterday, J.P. Morgan dumped him off of PayPal. Candace Owens has put out a copy of it that he gave her, saying, "We'll no longer do business with you after a 20-year relationship." Here's the actual letter. And PayPal, a few weeks ago, announced, "We're going to fine people $2,500 for questioning climate change, anything else, elections, you name it. We're judge, jury, and executioner." Then they said they wouldn't do it, and now they've come back and are saying that, indeed, they are going to do it. PayPal is still threatening to fine users $2,500 for promoting intolerance. That is discriminatory. There you go. And that's any definition they want. And that ties into the next phase of this, London Guardian. "Only proper online regulation can stop poisonous conspiracists like Alex Jones." And it says, "The government needs to ban me from any speech." That is North Korea. That's the bad guys. That's a desperate criminal bureaucracy that is trying to establish a totalitarian state. Not just an authoritarian state, a totalitarian. That means all the way. Nels in Nebraska, thanks for calling. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yes, can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, brother.
Well, first off, I'd like to apologize to you personally. My cousin introduced me to you in shortly after 9/11, and I didn't believe that our government could be capable of such a thing. And I don't know, I was dad's in the military, so I guess I didn't want to believe it personally.
Well, let's be clear. It's criminal elements working with multinational corporations and real terror groups. So, I mean, there was radical Muslims involved at certain levels, but go ahead.
Yes, but, yeah, I want to apologize for that. And then I guess shortly after that, well, went to Iraq, and then I saw what was going on over there, and it wasn't all right. And then I've known our judicial system's been corrupt for a long time. And I don't know, it's a travesty what they're doing to you right now, this $1 billion judgment. I hope you stay on air. I'm going to support you any way I can. And with that war on terror, I mean, there are 7.8 million veterans that still believe in the Constitution, that will defend the Constitution.
And Biden has declared you the number one terror threat, and so is the FBI. That tells you they're the bad guys.
Yes, sir. And I realize that now. And, I mean, I haven't come under personal attack yet, but I'm sure that will come in the future. So,
well, we're in it together, sir, and we appreciate your service. God bless you. All right, let's talk to Sunny in Connecticut. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just wanted to call in and say that I think your case has set such an incredibly dangerous precedent for all citizens of the United States, because essentially, we no longer have legal right to even question our government, expose crimes of the government. And I just think that this tragedy in itself was used to attack our First and Second Amendment. Because when you look at the fact that, I'm not saying that the tragedy didn't happen. It is tragic. But what I'm saying is that it's literally been used to destroy our country within.
Well, that's right. They're now projecting dead children and then the guilt onto the First and Second Amendment. They know exactly what they're doing.
Right. Because in early 2022, I believe that Remington became the first gun manufacturer to be held liable for the mass shooting, and they were ordered to pay the family $73 million.
And now they're going after everybody else.
Right, because now it's like you're essentially being ordered almost a $1 billion judgment against you for offering an opinion.
And you understand it's the same law firm and the same plaintiffs that just did this, and the same court. It's the same judge.
It's mind-boggling that this is happening in the United States of America, and I think that everybody needs to get out and vote. And everybody needs to do their due diligence and understand, you know, who is – look at voting records.
Oh, absolutely. And they want to make it illegal to question that. The Secretary of State in Texas, a Republican, does. And they're blaming me for people questioning fraud that's everywhere. But just understand, Judge Bellis was promoted to the head judge in the state by the shadowy forces that run Connecticut after she did this. She's been rewarded well. Thank you so much for the call, Sonny. Let's talk to Ed in Florida on the kangaroo trial in Connecticut. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. I'm kind of disappointed in the trial results, but I was expecting something similar to that. I was curious about your appeals that you're going to try to pass through in order to... are you listening? Am I
yes, hearing sir.
You?
I sure am. Sure am.
Oh, okay. I'm going to pray that your appeals turn this whole thing around. You said you got like 2 years worth of stuff that to come up, and I'm hoping that they. I'm distracted by it because I'm watching the television. Anyway, yeah, I'm 76 years old, a few months older than President Trump. So I heard you mention once that you had photographic memory. I once had it too, and it's long gone. So I'm not as fast as I once was.
I get it, brother. Neither am I. But it's just tyranny at every level, and it's because we're trying to struggle our way out of these people's control, and they're trying to assert it. History's repeating itself again. God bless you, Ed. Great points. Let's talk to Todd in Texas. He wants to talk about the Secretary of State saying, I unleashed hell on the Texas Election Commission and their employees. I actually kind of dropped the ball and only covered national issues. I think we had Project Veritas on once when they got people arrested for fraud in San Antonio and Dallas, and we did cover arrest, But I didn't. Republicans won Texas, so that's not even true. They just make it up. Go look, Alex Jones. He just paid $1 billion, which isn't true. We need to stop these people. What's your view on this, Todd?
Well, I looked into this guy yesterday, and funny enough, the first thing that popped up was a article that he wrote in the Houston Chronicle, and that's what I wanted to bring to you guys' attention. You guys might want to make a little article about this. It's him calling for a forensic audit of the 2020 election. And it says, I'm going to read you a line from here. It says,
oh, my gosh, he unleashed hell then. He should be given $1 million.
That's what I'm saying. I think that he actually took heat for this, and I think he's trying to put it off on you now. Let me read you this sentence.
Yeah, I agree. Give us the headline so we can pull it up for viewers.
Okay, it's the Houston Chronicle. It says, opinion, full forensic audit will restore faith in Texas elections, John B. Scott, November 21st, 2021.
Full forensic audit will restore faith in Texas elections.
That's right. It says whether it was the specter of foreign interference in our elections or allegations of widespread mail ballot fraud during the pandemic, voters have been hit with a barrage of reasons to doubt the system. And surprisingly, it's starting to take its toll on the faith in the integrity of our election. So these are his words.
I agree. We put it on screen. So I totally agree with your analysis. You know, he got approached and said, hey, buddy.
Yep. Yep, and now you're the scapegoat for the whole thing. So I just wanted to point that out to you guys. I thought it was pretty funny.
That'll be very useful because I'm sure they're developing case on us as well. But you have to understand, I'd be proud to expose fraud in Texas. There was a lot of evidence of it. We barely did it. I wish I would have done more. I went and looked. We covered it twice. People that were arrested, charged, caught on undercover video. Anything else, Todd?
No, that's it, man. Just wanted to point that out to you guys.
Thank you, sir. Print me that article, please, guys. That's why I love the callers. That's why we're just doing more and more calls. The guests are great, but calls are just king because they're so smart. You guys, and boom. I meant to research this guy, and I didn't do it. And then, boom, the callers did it, and right there. He says voters are pissed. He says voters have a reason to be concerned. There were a whole bunch of arrests in Texas. And then I dropped the ball, don't even really cover it, and now they're blaming me that people are pissed? That'll just make me cover election fraud in Texas more now. Like, next time I see articles that are in the stack, I've got to remember to cover those, because you obviously don't like us doing it. All right, Sean, Kelly, Rick, Farmer Barbie, Don, Ray, Jay, Don, Chef, was that Chief? My eyes are going on. I got glasses 2 years ago, except 2015 vision now there. I'm not as good as I used to be. I'm like trying to read that chef or chief. We'll figure it out. So hour number two, ladies and gentlemen, is coming up. Remember, telling the truth is a revolutionary act in a world of universal deceit. I just flipped the George Orwell quote. It's in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So sharing the links to InfoWars.com, telling folks about our local AM and FM stations, sharing the articles and videos, and not being afraid to say Alex Jones was right is really the battle cry maxim of our fight for liberty and freedom. And remember, and never forget, the answer to 1984 is 1776. Promo code gets you 10% off extra at InfoWarsStore.com, 1776.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.